A review of the Electronic Classroom of Tomorrow found that more than half of the students enrolled in the school didn't do enough work to qualify as full-time. ECOT argues that it was, quote, childish of the Ohio Department of Education to release that report before a judge could rule on a pending court case on the attendance audit process. But Republican Senator Peggy Lehner of Kettering says the state needs to know ECOT's numbers.
At some point, you have to say, you know, they're protesting too much. Just show us the work. That's all we care about, is that kids are being educated.
ECOT received $106 million from the state last year, and as much as $63 million could be clawed back. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.